French movie maker Claude Chabrol helped launch the movement known as the French New Wave in 1958 with his first feature, Le Beau Serge. His latest is called The Flower of Evil. It's Chabrol's 50th movie, and in it, he continues to explore the dark corners of seemingly polite society. Howie Mofshevitz of Colorado Public Radio reports.
Claude Chabrol grew up in a comfortable, upper-middle-class French family. His parents thought he should study pharmacy and enter the successful family business. Instead, he ran off to become a filmmaker. His career has been a 45-year examination of the French bourgeoisie. La Fleur du Mal, or The Flower of Evil, is about a well-off pharmacist's family. In material terms, everyone seems to have what they want. And for Claude Chabrol, that's the problem.
Ils avaient un plaisir extérieur à vivre.
Despite this apparent comfort, you notice that basically all of the characters throughout the story, except the old aunt, are desperately trying to escape. For instance, the pharmacist is only interested in having affairs, the mother runs for office, and the son goes to America to get some fresh air.
Chabrol's characters are running away from a dark family history that includes rumors of murder and Nazi collaboration. The old family matriarch whispers some of her long-held secrets to her grandniece.
Ah, oh, Michel, mon petit ange, écoute-moi. Tu sais le drame qui nous est arrivé à la fin de la guerre.
Oui, bien sûr, tante Lynn, mais toi, tu n'as
rien... Non, ne dis rien, je t'en prie.
Whispered complicity recalls Greek tragedy, a house divided and old sins doomed to be repeated, all neatly hidden beneath the veneer of respectability. The setting recalls the films of Alfred Hitchcock. Like many of the first directors of the French New Wave, Chabrol began his career as a critic. In 1957, he and fellow New Wave director-to-be Eric Rohmer wrote a much-respected book about Hitchcock. David Sterrett, film critic for the Christian Science Monitor, says that both Chabrol and Hitchcock sought to unnerve audiences by presenting evil in commonplace situations.
One of the things Hitchcock wanted to accomplish was getting violence and fear and danger out of the dark alleys and the shadowy places and the scary areas and bring it out into the sunlight in the kind of normal everyday places where we all go. And that's just the kind of thing that Chabrol wants to accomplish in The Flower of Evil, because even though we have this story with a very strong undertone of the possibility of violence and betrayal and treachery and sometimes the actual occurrence of those things, it all takes place in and around the domestic life of this very proper French bourgeois family.
Respectability is often undercut in Chabrol's films. In the 1970 movie The Butcher, a serial killer stalks an idyllic French village. In Hell from 1994, jealousy and suspicion infect a young marriage. And in Chabrol's Madame Bovary, based on the famous Flaubert novel, the character's misery only deepens as her wealth increases. The bourgeoisie, says director Claude Chabrol, provides a good vehicle for exploring one of the central problems of French society as a whole.
La caractéristique de la bourgeoisie française...
Well, first, what you've got to know is that traditionally the French bourgeoisie has always had the bad habit to confuse the comforts of its bottom with the comforts of its soul.
And it's the soul of his characters that Chabrol wants to convey to audiences. But he says that the best way to reach them is with a light touch.
Disons que le sujet est sérieux.
The subject matter is, of course, very serious. There's treason, parricide, incest. But I think that today, the best way to approach such themes so the audience can take them in is to lighten the tone, to lessen the weight of what's being told dramatically.
Chabrol's easy touch can be disarming. The sweetly charming aunt in The Flower of Evil may be a murderess. The pharmacist father's a harried skirt chaser, whose real nastiness only shows itself towards the end of the film. By placing him and his family in the city of Bordeaux, Chabrol gives a nod to French history and delivers a withering indictment of the character. But it's subtle. Many viewers, even in France, might not know that Bordeaux was the site of the career and then the trial of Maurice Papon, an infamous Frenchman who collaborated with the Nazis.
Si j'ai situé le film dans la région de Bordeaux,
I thought that placing this whole story in Bordeaux would help to link, at least for the French audience, the evil father to a character like Maurice Papon. And then it would make even more sense to try to kill him.
This kind of subtlety has marked the career of Claude Chabrol. As critic David Sterrett observes, Chabrol likes to present an entertaining surface, and beneath it a tougher level of observation, if the audience chooses to see it.
The surface, what you actually see and hear, tends to be fairly simple and straightforward most of the time. But also, like those situations that he likes to explore, there's much more going on than meets the eye and ear at first glance. So if you choose, you can sort of watch for the plot, you can watch for the characters, you can watch for the psychology and the emotions. But also, if you choose, you can think, you can really be a creative interpreter as you watch the movie, and you'll realize that all kinds of other things are going on, which are equally important to the film as a whole, and which Chabrol had very much in mind, and this is just what he intended, but he doesn't want to sort of push them at us. He wants us to discover them, the same way we might discover something about the family next door by simply living near them and knowing them a little bit over a period of years. He wants us to be part of the creative process, but he doesn't insist that we do hard intellectual work the way, for example, a Godard does.
How Claude Chabrol arrives at this balance between accessibility and complexity has changed over the years. He's still interested in how people avoid looking at themselves, but he looks at his films differently. He says that he spends less time shooting and editing, and that preparation has taken the place of hindsight.
Je pense que je réfléchis plus avant.
I think that now, I think a lot more before, I think a lot less during, and not at all after. Whereas in the past, I used to think, not at all before, a little during, and very, very, very much after.
At the age of 73, filmmaker Claude Chabrol doesn't spend much time reminiscing either. Unlike his characters, for Chabrol, yesterday is far less interesting than today and tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Howie Mofshevitz.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.